Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Hey!
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing? What's good?
You know me, got a drink in hand, ready to act up.
How you say ready to act up? Oh, my goodness. Yeah, where's supposed to be at?
You asked, I have no idea. I thought you knew.
Hey, well, I was sitting there, I called at 8:30, and I was sitting there on the phone for almost 10 minutes waiting for somebody to come on.
I was sitting here listening. I've been listening to this music for the past 15 minutes.
That's what I'm just sitting there. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. And he just hit me like a few minutes ago. He's like, I'm coming now. I'm like, okay.
Okay, so either he, I don't know. I got nothing.
I don't know. I ain't got X-ray vision, so I don't know.
Don't look at me. I have no vision, and I'm wearing glasses, so that tells you a whole lot.
Okay, I guess we'll have to wait until he come on.
Well, we can start acting up a little bit before he get here, can't we?
Well, yeah, we can. This is Blog Talk Radio. This is Big Ray. And Mika on the line.
Yeah.
And you know we
not
here.
Sober.
Listen. I'm sober and not sober at the same time, so I don't know.
Now, see, I can respect that too.
I could be sober.
I get it going
and sober.
A little. You know, okay. Listen, the only reason why I'm a little offer than usual, that's a new word, by the way, offer.
Okay.
That's one
of
the Ebonics dictionary.
Ebonics dictionary. That word still exists. People still use that, Ebonics?
I think it's now referred to as slang.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm pretty sure it no longer carries the Ebonics title.
Right. I haven't heard anybody even use that word. In years, I mean literally years.
Yeah, I know. I think the last time I heard it, I was still in college, and you don't know how long ago that was. I'd rather not date myself anymore than what I just did.
Yo, there go brother B.
I was just talking crap about you too.
Yeah, I was listening.
What's up, brother B?
My bad, work nights, fell asleep.
You gotta get ready to go back to work a little bit. Sorry about that. What up, y'all?
Another episode of the menu.
Good.
Big Red and Brother B on Blog Talk Radio. We got Mika in the house. What's up?
Hola.
What's up? Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. My bad. I'm sorry, and my apologies. I had dozed off early.
My bad.
And slept longer, you know, very unprofessional.
Okay, so you're grounded? Like,
yeah, that sounds good. I mean,
you're going to ground yourself?
Yeah. So, all right, now that we lost some time, we got to get into this topic.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. That's right.
Women. The American experience. So,
it's just been fun.
Big Red wanted to run with this topic, and it's all good. I kind of wanted to divert from, all that was going on for now. And by the way, you know, we hope that, you know, you guys will, you know, continue to support as you have been so many years. Sunday, 8:30. On Blog Talk Radio, we will be starting, you know, a new endeavor, new podcast called Our World. You know, consciousness, yep. culture, and community. And it's basically a show dealing with African American, you know, issues, you know, views, and things that we need to resolve within ourselves. So once again, this Sunday. So the show is this Sunday at 8:30 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. And now,
yes.
to the top, women. You know, it's interesting how this country was founded the way it was founded, but even when they wrote the Constitution and they never included black people, women were never included in it either. As much as, you know, people don't want to really talk about that, but women weren't included. Women were, you know, looked at as, you know, property and not very much respected. I mean, of course, you know, they had, you know, white women had more rights than, you know, black people, but they didn't have that much. And if you look throughout history, you know, the contribution and milestones they have made, you know, for themselves and to help shape this country have been great. But of course, you know, his story still chooses not to recognize them as, you know, and their roles that they have played as big as they should. I want to just kind of fast forward it to present day and how it seems like women have to go through all their trials and tribulations. I mean, you see that was going on with the Harvey Weinstein, you know, a whole bunch of assault, rape allegations, you know, with a lot of individuals in Hollywood. And, you know, it just makes me wonder, how did we get to this point where it's still, just like racism is still an issue, you know, being disrespectful to women and treating them like they don't count or they don't matter or they're just still a piece of property, somebody to play with, a toy. How are we still at this point in 2020? Can somebody answer that question from while I get my brain together?
Well, how are we at this point? Because I feel that you know, the powers that be have made it that way, where we have to be dependent on them, or women have to be dependent on them. And I don't feel that's right, but then it's like, on the flip side of it, we want to be independent, but, you know, we still want to be known as, you still want to be a woman. But they feel that we have to depend on them. But then we don't, like, we really don't have to. You understand what I'm saying?
No,
like,
I get it.
A little bit of both. So, it's like, okay, if we try to have too much power, once again, then it's like it's a problem for their ego, because it's like, oh, that's a woman. She shouldn't have that much power. She shouldn't be in that position. You know, she can't tell me what to do because she's a woman. Okay. And, you know, some men get intimidated about that. So it's like, okay, I'd rather try to keep you down on a level to your level, because you know what, you are a woman, and unfortunately, you know, I'm going to keep you down to that level, you know, so you have to depend on me for certain things, like in terms of, like, we talk about it sometimes with the child support thing. You understand what I'm saying? Okay,
yeah.
You know that the father, your child, is not doing what he's supposed to, so now you have to depend on us to dictate who gets money and who gets the child here and who does this and who does that. Why do I have to depend on you for that? No, I could do that myself if that's the case, or if me and the other party is not getting along or whatever. I should be able to me and him should be able to dictate that. You know, but sometimes, you know, women, you know, we do that to ourselves, where it's like, oh well, I don't talk to him and I understand. Okay, that's fine. You don't have to talk talk to him, but you have to come to some type of mutual agreement when it comes to dealing with your child, where you don't have to always depend on a court system or anything to you know, to work that out for you. So, you know, it's just sad that it's to this point. And then even in you know, with working, and me and a friend of mine was talking about that tonight, even with, you know, having a career and job, it's like we have to juggle children and try to have a career. And a lot of these jobs are not understanding of that because, of course, you know, so like I said, the men are you know, a lot of men are in that, in those higher positions, but they don't understand that you have to be home at a certain time. They want you to work a 3 to 11 job, but you have children, you know, you have a child or children at home, or somebody has to watch your child, especially if they're a small child. You know, not a lot of people going to watch somebody's child until some two, you know, 1, 2 in the morning until you come home from work. Like, but unfortunately, we have to take those positions because, you know what? We have to work. We got to feed our kids. And if the other party, which is the, you know, the other parent, the father, is not, you know, helping out, then I have to work. I have to. Because how's my child going to eat? If you're not around, or you feel because I don't want to be bothered with you now, you want to act a certain way. So it's just like, we just get, you know, we get a the hard end of the stick sometimes. I'll say that. So.
This is true. I mean, I don't, you know, once again, for life me, I don't understand how we're in 2020. Even though I guess, yeah, it's maybe some things just not really meant to continue to be understood. Because I mean, it kind of is what it is. But the fact that it's 2020, racism still exists, and I guess the whole thing with you know, treating women like
trash. So what, you thought
you know,
sexism was
going to
disappear?
Well, yeah, that's a great way to put it.
No, well,
you really thought sexism was going to disappear?
Let's be real.
Well,
let's call a spade a spade. Let's just do it. You know. Mm-hmm. And as Big Red said, you are dealing with a lot of guys. Now, understand my words as I speak. You're dealing with guys that are intimidated by women who are more self-sufficient. And their egos, as Big Red said, cannot handle that. But on the flip side of that, you also have guys who cannot even take care of themselves, who have power. So let me put it to you like this. It's that mommy thing with a lot of these guys in power. Like, they want their assistant, who 9 times out of 10 is a female. 9 times out of 10 is a female. They want her to do everything. I've heard it in my profession now. I'm in the IT field. I've heard it from guys that will turn to me and say, well, my wife does this, my wife does that. Well, I'm not your wife. I'm your coworker. Contrary to popular belief, we are equals in this. So having said that, you need to give me that same respect. And if you can't give that to me, I don't know what to tell you, but I am not the one for it. So as women, we deal with that a lot. And then, you know, it's juggling a career, as David said. It's juggling children. You know, and even if you do have someone that might be available to take your child for those weird hours that you're working, you as a parent, as a mom, you're missing out on stuff too. So on top of all of that, then you have some sort of weird guilt that you're abandoning your child, because this is another pressure that is put on you. As a woman, you have to cook, you have to clean, you have to take care of your kids, you have to do all of these things. And in today's society, you're forced to have a job. You're forced to take care of the household financially. Many of us would rather stay home all day with the kids. Many of us don't have that option. We don't. And we still have to deal with a very sexist world. And it sucks.
Right.
There's just no way around that. It sucks. But we make the ultimate sacrifice. We do.
Well, yeah.
And in regards to deal... And in regards to dealing with the other party, even dealing with that through the court system, I don't know where this misconception comes in that that's an easy thing to deal with. Because let me tell you something, from my own personal experience, that is not an easy thing to deal with at all. At all. But
well,
unfortunately, there are certain guys, notice my words, guys have yet to say the M word. Okay? Notice my words. There are certain guys who cannot be men. And unfortunately, you're called, you have, that's, listen, and I got to say this, going to the courts for a lot of women is like a last resort. It's not something that's up on the heap. And we got to get rid of that narrative, because that's not the case with a lot of women. A lot of women, that's the last resort. That's when they've exhausted every avenue, and they are still getting no type of anything, whether it be financial or just a physical presence in that child's life. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I got you. Well, I mean,
so there's a lot of it, but regardless of the fact, at the end of the day, this is a sexist society, and until I get to finally use this word, this phrase, until the penis carriers admit that they're still sexist in many respects, this is never going to change. Finally got to use my phrase. Okay, I'm good.
All right, well, what's okay, dog? What's going on, brother?
What's okay, dog?
What okay, dog?
I'm sorry. Not K-Dog. Oh, my gosh. She just kicked my
ass.
What? Hot
again?
Hot Rod. Hot Rod. Hot Rod. Hot Rod.
Oh, no. It's the Hot
Rod.
Oh,
Lord. I keep missing that
number. No. I'm going to make this real quick because I'll be, you know me, guys. I'll be right back. But to Tamika and Big Red, a couple of years ago when I met Vice President Joe Biden and dealt with the Secret Service guys, he was talking about Donald Trump or how he won. And the Secret Service told me they firmly believe that this country, it shows you that this country is not ready for a female president compared to a man like Donald Trump. So my question to you ladies, what do you think has gotten worse over the years? Sexism or race, or sexism or racism? Or is it about the same thing?
Honestly, it's about the same thing.
Right. I was going to say, I think it's equal. That is,
what
that's,
you think, Lady
that's
C?
Hey, Lady C. Hey. So, listening to the topic which you guys were talking about, I'm going to start off on the child support stuff.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Hot Rod asked a question, and that's why I want you to answer it. What was Hot Rod's question?
Oh, well, what got worse in America, racism or sexism, or is it about the same thing?
It's equal because we're still fighting. We're still fighting both racism and sexism, especially racism at work, especially when you're excelling as a black woman in certain areas. You know what I mean? You've guys seen this on your own too, and we'll get shut down. We may not be able to go to the highest point, but they may possibly put a Hispanic or a white woman before you. So we are still not there. I have gotten past a lot because of my color. To the point where I'm annoyed being light skinned. No, I'm dead serious. I have had those kind of options where white people are so accepting. You know what I mean? And I don't like that too. So there's two kind of racism within black, light skin, light skin, dark skin.
Oh yeah, colorism is still very much alive.
What do? Do you fight for your rights or take it or leave it? A lot of people, a lot of ladies, take it or leave it.
A lot of ladies will take it and leave it because we have families to feed also. What is your rights? Unless they're disrespecting your rights, then that's a difference. If you're promoting me and you're allowing me to do the job at the standards that I need to, then that's one thing. But if you're now picking at me because I'm black and I have the position, why would I want to stay in it when I may be able to go to another corporation or whatever the case may be that's more accepting? Because they are out there.
No doubt.
I think it's about the same. Yeah, it's like, I agree with Lady T 100%.
Well, I find it interesting how racism ties into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I just find it interesting how, you know, it's crazy, but how is it that with all the sexism that's going on, there is still an issue when it comes down to color. Like, why does the black woman have to be
when you
treated
say, differently? When you say sexism, Brother B, what do you mean when you say that? Because don't forget, there's women who got promoted because they got big boobs or a big butt.
But that still ties along with sexism.
Yeah, that's
sexism. Okay, so I'm just making sure we're on the same page with that.
Yeah,
I've seen that happen many times. I've seen that happen many times.
Yeah, to me, that's still sexism. But like I said, it's just interesting how, you know, once again, we still have that issue of sexism, and then you have it compounded with racism. And I'm like, if, you know, it's just the point where it's like, well, damn, how you do that? Huh?
That's a double negative at you.
Well, yeah, it is a double negative. And, you know,
it's
even more of a double negative.
It's damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Exactly.
I mean, look
right.
at, you know, me and Hot Rod both have daughters. So, of course, we, you know, we feel a certain way about that because we don't want our daughters growing up in that type of atmosphere or even having to deal with that type of situation, whether it's on the street, in the school, or in the job market. And then
true.
On top of that.
Well, unfortunately, it will happen to a certain degree. It will happen.
Right, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
It's...
You know,
because that, you know, that,
know.
Right, that's never, you know, that's, once again, it's just like racism. It's like, you know, it seems like it's something that doesn't go away. And like I said, you know, it's a double, as Hot Rod said, it's a double negative when it comes to, you know, us being women and we're black on top of that. It's like, you know, it's equivalent to, you know, like I said, the black men. It's like you're black and then, you know, you're male and you got, you know, all, you know, they got a stigma on you already, a stereotype against you. They have stereotypes with, you know, with black women. They think that all of us are angry. We're all this. We're all loud. We you know, we do, you know, all we do is argue and you know, or we're being over-sexualized. Oh, yeah. Why do you think, once again, why do you think, you know, the other ones, why you think they sitting up there blowing up their lips and getting butt injections and doing, you know, doing all body,
which is ironic, by the way.
Right, well, they're doing all of that.
Well, go ahead, finish, Red.
No, they're doing, you know, they're doing all of that to look like us. You're not doing that to look like you because guess what? That's not what your mama looked like. Your mom don't look like that.
Well, now let me ask a question. So how is it?
Anybody else in the family?
Now, if you look at Playboy magazine, you look at all these publications with nude women and all this, a lot of them are majority, you know, white women. I don't know what year it started when it came into, you know, black women and, you know, magazine, their own magazine.
Were they starting their own
like
magazines?
That. Exactly. But my thing is, so how is it that the white woman is not perceived to be over-sexualized with the black woman is.
Really? Right. Have you seen them?
Okay, but we talking about the ones that's over-sexualized. Have you? We've seen what they look like, too. They look no different than a Nicki Minaj or something, let's say. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's okay for them to look
pushed,
like that.
But it's pushed more with us. The thing is, it's pushed more with us than it is them. Even from young, if you...
But what?
If you even from young, I've seen something on... I seen a picture on Facebook one day, and they were making that comparison where it was a little white girl, and she had on a bathing suit, and she was posed, you know, a cute way or whatever, and she had a little bathing suit on. I guess it was her birthday or whatever. So they had a picture of the little black girl, same type of bathing suit. She was posed a certain way, and if you've seen the comments, like the differences in comments, she's grown, or why she looked like that, why her mother put that on her. But with the white girl, they want to say, oh, she looks so cute. This and that. Are you kidding me? You're doing this shit from when these kids are little. So this way you're putting that in people's heads already. You're putting that in their heads already.
And the difference is melanin. Our black is too beautiful. So
it really
is. Nothing,
there's
nothing that we can do about that.
And I'm going to be honest, and I'm glad you brought that up, because there was an incident with a high school swimmer about a month or so ago. Now, she's a black chick. She won the race fair and square. You had parents, white parents, that were sitting there complaining about the bathing suit and how she was wearing it and how she was fitting it. instead of worrying about the meat, this is what you guys focus on. Mind you, the young black girl was wearing wearing the exact same bathing suit as all the other little white girls. The difference is that the black girl looked really good. She's very developed. I'm sorry. We listen, no matter what we rock, we look good in. Stop hating.
Absolutely.
And what got me mad was one of the white ladies actually took a picture of the girl's rear end and posted up and was making all types of inappropriate comments. First of all,
that is pedophilia,
as far as I'm concerned. As far as I'm concerned.
Because
you have no right to doing something like that. Well, apparently the school board didn't think so. Long story short, the parent actually got brought up on charges, which is a rarity. But at the end of the day, you know, we have always been over-sexualized. Think about it for a minute, and I hate to bring this up, but even during the slavery days, they was ripping us up out of the hustle, whatever they had us in, and they was doing God knows what because they wasn't doing it what they wanted. We have always been the fantasy of these men, and I don't know why.
Yeah,
I can't understand it. We have always been.
My question is, how do you
fantasize after something so much but sit there and turn around and want to put it down? You can't have it both ways. You can't.
But that's what they want.
But
people want it that way.
And this is my point. So this is why they treat us the way that they do. Because at the end of the day, we're not tolerating it. And that is a slight to their egos because they still figure they're on top. Bruh.
Well, let me ask you this. Go ahead.
No, Mika, think about this thing. Think about this white privilege. A couple of weeks ago, we had white people protested with their guns being angry because they went to beauty salons, the shops, their nail salons back. While we out there protested, black people overall, trying to save our lives. That is a perfect example of white privilege right there that they don't understand.
That and the fact that that's a pure example of stupidity. Can we be honest?
Yeah, but you know what?
Again,
you know what?
Look at how the mindset works.
But
look
that's
at the mindset.
You know what? Exactly, the mindset. To me, I understand where you guys come from when you say privilege, but I think it's to a point where it's not even a privilege to them. Like, their mind is entitled. Like, oh, it's supposed to be like
that. Yeah, that's the word.
Like, it's just like,
there's
no other way it's supposed to be. So we're entitled to whatever you do, whatever you say, whatever you have, we are entitled to that because it's just it is what it is.
So that's how they were raised. That's how they was raised. You know, they don't know any better.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of kids now, and is the younger generation, and somewhat just a little older, they get the privilege from that, and a lot of people will say like you know a certain generation of white people now get the privilege because of the entitlement, you know, from years ago. But to me, like Hot Rod said, it's a mindset, and it seems like it's beyond privilege. They just feel like this is supposed to happen. I find it interesting. Like you just said, Hot Rod, how, you know, it was an issue with having to be told stay inside, COVID-19, yada, yada, yada. But now all of a sudden, you know, and they want to be free, but now all of a sudden they want the protesters to go inside. Is that because somebody's trying to speak your way of life? Or is just mad because you're forced to face, you know, certain realities that you choose not to? And for the life of me, Mika, what's with you and your slapping your slippers, man?
There are hardwood floors in my building, so.
Whatever.
I'm sure that's the only thing right now, I bet, right?
Y'all silly.
He's not here, thank you.
He's at work.
Guest caller 111. You're on the air with the menu. What's good?
Oh.
Greetings. I'm sorry, I didn't realize that you all were opening my line. So firstly, I want to say hello to everyone on the panel.
Hello. How are you? Your name, ma'am. State your name. How you doing?
Juju.
Hi. How you doing?
Okay.
How
are you? Hi, Juju.
Speak your piece,
well,
ma'am.
I have a comment that I want to make, and it's not going to be popular. I'm going to give you guys a forewarning right now. But as it relates to women, and I'm speaking on the Black woman exclusively. So this is like a mini rant or a gripe that I have, right?
Mm-hmm.
I am so sick of everyone riding on the Black woman's energy. I feel like time and time throughout every vacuum of history, anytime people need something or when someone has been forsaken, they look for the Black woman to come forward. The civil rights, just name all of the movements.
Mm.
And so I collect old books, and I came across a series of books that a white, how do I say this? The woman is a fellow at a very prestigious university, and she wrote a series of books in the 60s. These books were written in the 60s, right? And she was telling white women how to capitalize off of civil rights. And she was breaking down the statistics for what they had gained, all the support, jobs, and promotions, and everything that they had acquired as a result of the civil rights. Now, what am I saying here? Black women went out, got bitten by dogs, beat over the head, spit on, and everything else, even more so than Dr. King, and everyone benefited from the civil rights movement except for her. Anything that the Black woman has, she has fought tooth and nail to get it, and you better believe it. That's why everything she has, everybody tries to, you know, siphon off of it. They want to be her, but they don't want to be her. They want to look like her, but no, I'm not trying to look like her. They want to talk as though they think they're being her in spirit. But then they say that they're not. So I'm just saying, and I would like you guys' opinion on this, since you're talking about women, the Black woman has contributed more to history than any other person ever can or ever will. And I say standing on history, science, and I mean through antiquity, right? And so I want to know what you all think about that.
You ain't said nothing after a while yet.
And I can go into what everybody said at the beginning of the show, the independence, that we're going to do it on our own despite of whatever anyone says. The same way that we tend to feed our family, dad might be missing for now, but we're going to handle this. It's like we have no exception of what we can do. I've seen Black women have a job, and we'll still try to build a business. We'll still try to, let's say, a cake business. We're doing marketing. We're doing this. We're multitasking, and you're absolutely right with everything that you said, because I'm just thinking about Black pioneers like Angela Davis and so forth, Ashada Shakur and them. They went out there. They didn't care if they were going to get killed or not. We sacrificed our lives, you know, for what we believe in and for our kids and things like that. So, yes. Totally agree with everything you said.
Absolutely.
Those are the women that we saw, Angela Davis and Asada Shakur. But there were women I saw. You know, there's a documentary called Spies of Mississippi. Have you guys ever seen that?
I have seen that.
Oh,
I
my God.
They have footage of, like, Betsy Johnson and stuff like that in it.
What's the name of the documentary? The name of it is Spies of Mississippi.
But the part that I want you guys to be mindful of when you see it is that there was an intense study about that department in Mississippi and how they were able to keep the people suppressed for so long. And when they exposed the spies, I'm not even going to say anything, but you guys guess who the spy, the essential spies were?
The brothers.
I ain't telling y'all because y'all going to get mad at me. If y'all won't
listen,
beat me up, I'll tell you.
It can only go one or two ways.
Mm-hmm.
The most essential
spy.
Yeah, we got you, Ron. We got you, K-Dog. Hold on for a second.
Okay.
Miss Juju to finish her point.
Juju.
Okay, the most essential spies were white women and black men. And you'll see in the documentary, they would turn in the copious notes. Not serious.
I wouldn't. Listen, that doesn't even surprise me. It really doesn't.
Oh, you're waiting for shock and awe? We're not. But I would like add to this. And there is, and this is in the history books, I forget the woman's name. She was an African warrior, though. And she had led a revolt. You're going back probably during the 1500s. Against
Queen Azinga.
Queen
Azinga.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I already know where we come from. We come from power. There's just no way around that. The sad part is, however, is that a lot of us don't realize it. We have that power. We can channel it if we choose to. But unfortunately, a lot of us don't. We'd rather be watching House Horrors of whatever and the Kardashians and all of this crap instead of really pulling our resources as strong black women and really doing a lot more than what we've already done. Listen,
it's a
I'll be honest with you.
Exactly.
You know, we listen, I know, listen, the black community as a whole has buying power. Let me tell you something. Let there be a sale at the shop. Watch how many black women is up there spending tens of thousands of dollars on crack. You understand what I'm saying? We as women have that power. We could turn this around at any point. Unfortunately, like I stated, you know, a lot of us just don't realize it. And that is a huge problem.
It's a very big problem.
What do you think it'll take for us to realize it?
Stop. Oh, jeez. Honey, listen, I'm going to be real. It's going to take a whole lot, and we ain't got that many millennials.
Well, you know what? I want to hear what K-Dog and then Brother Ron has to say on that note. What do you think it'll say? Go ahead, K-Dog.
Man, it's like when it comes to the black woman, a black woman has a lot of fight on her hands, and, you know, there's a whole lot that she's got to do. And it's a shame because, you know, when it comes to black women, black women throughout history, they have shown strength and perseverance. They've broken down barriers. They've done a lot because, you know, when we talk about the civil rights movement, you know, there are the many women who were in the movement who are out there in the forefront, women like Fannie Lou Hamer, Ella Mae Barker, and later on you had Angela Davis, you had Kathleen Cleaver, and also you had Elizabeth Brown. So there was so many of them. And, you know, I listened as you talked about Hollywood. I mean, throughout history, Hollywood has not been fair to black actresses. If you ask me, they haven't been fair enough. And, you know, there's a lot that black women got to do. And, you know, to fight to get to where. But you know what? I believe that black men can persevere. They can. Because sisters do it. They hold it down. Plenty.
Right.
What's your thoughts, Ron? Black man and woman is God. Peace.
How's everybody?
Peace.
All right, sir. How are you?
Like Sister Juju said, I'm okay. Like Sister Juju said, I'm going to say something that's not so popular. That's not so nice. But it's in lieu of and digging up the black man and woman. The black woman can't, you know, the reason why she hasn't been as successful as she could because the black man isn't there. And the reason why the black man hasn't been as successful as he could be because he's not there. He doesn't have his woman with him. You know what I mean? We talk about what black women can do, and that's, we talk like European people. And European people talk like this. You know what I mean? European women, they talk like that, you know, because they got something to prove to their man. You know what I mean? We come from a different mentality. We speak what we could do. It's not about what you could do. What you can do, what matters in your home. But when you step out in the world, like Malcolm said, it's a universal front. It's It's us. You understand what I'm saying? And when you, and like when you mentioned like Angela Davis and Elaine Brown, I'm like, I laugh because they were agents. They were CIA agents that undermined the black family and undermined the Panthers. They did nothing for the cause. They did nothing. You know what I mean? Maybe Fanny Shakur, but I don't know. I don't know. But I mean, black women are powerful, but they're not powerful without their men. Black men are powerful, but they're not powerful without their woman. So when I hear black men talk that bullshit about the black man this, the black man that, you stupid. Because you can't do nothing without your woman. Your woman is your base. You know what I mean? We talk like Europeans, and that's why we're not successful, because we try to think like them, and it doesn't work. You know what I mean? That's why we not. That's why it's not powerful, because you think like individuals, and you think like Europeans. When you get back to thinking like African people, when you get back to start doing a community, a group economics again, then that's when we'll be powerful. And it don't take a lot of people, and it don't take a millennium. It take a year. It could take a year for very few people if you practice group economics. It's very simple. It's very easy. It's about doing. You talk about that sale. What happens if there was a big sale somewhere? Because white, because black women still believing. They still believing in white supremacy, and they still believing in the white man. You know what I mean? And the black man has to destroy white supremacy. He has to destroy white supremacy to get his respect from his children and his black woman back. That's the key. Destroying white supremacy. Not voting. You can't vote away white supremacy. You can't vote your way to freedom. You have to destroy white supremacy. You cannot replace one devil with another devil and expect the devil to treat you better in hell. It's not going to happen.
I have to say this. Mm-hmm. And this is a rebuttal, because in all honesty, many black women are not trying to prove anything to anyone. We're just trying to survive.
That's the point. That's why we're failing. That's why you're failing. See, the white
women have to understand something. When you are forced, to survive, you will try to find a way to survive. It's not like we chose this.
None of us chose. You did choose it. When you mentioned that sister, Angela Davis. Angela Davis did nothing for the cause, but sell out and look pretty. She did nothing. And those two, and there's five other sisters and four other brothers that undermined the Black Panthers and sold the Black Panthers out way before they fell. You know what I mean? So
you sure about that?
Yeah, I'm very sure. You know what I mean? Because I'm telling you like this, and I get into certain brothers too that talking about certain brothers. If you didn't lay it on your line, if you didn't lay it on the line like Malcolm, if you didn't lay it on the line like Garvey, you ain't doing nothing. If you ain't second to none to doing what Garvey and what Malcolm did, you're not doing nothing. You all just running our mouths.
Can I just say something with the Angela Davis stuff? Have you ever spoken to her? I know someone that has.
Have you ever spoken to her
to get the story, or are you going by media coverage or footage of that
time?
What are we going by? That's what I want to ask you with that.
My daughter, she went to NYU thing when she spoke a few years back when my daughter was in college. She went to NYU, and she asked me about going to see Angela Davis. I was like, man, go do you. You know what I mean? Go do you. You know what I mean? Because I know her work.
I'm not talking about
I mean?
On her as a platform. Have you spoken to her up close and personal? Did she speak to her up close and personal? She did?
My daughter did. And based on what my daughter...
Okay.
No. But based on her movements and what she's done and who she polyed with, I don't want to speak to her. I didn't want to be biased.
Because I want to say
Of course. I didn't want to be biased. Because my daughter asked me, she know how I felt. I said, you go and you make your own assumptions about the woman. You got the opportunity. I don't want nothing to do with her. So
here's something that I just want to say on a life human level. People can talk about
you still with us, Miss Juju?
You still with us?
I am, and I have a quick comment regarding the Angela Davis situation, so I'll wait until the sister finishes.
Well, hold on. Wait, real quick. Okay, Lady T, we got 90 seconds left. I'm so sorry. Wait, shoot your, say what you got to
say.
It
would take less than 90
seconds. And then I
got to
leave
with
Mr. Juju.
Got you, not a problem. Less than 90 seconds, I could say it. Unless someone has spoken to someone not based on what other people tell them about a person, I don't take that for value. If you can speak to me up front and ask me the question and get my understanding, then we can go from there. And that's my point with that. I know someone that physically spoke to her and spoke to her about certain questions about just what you brought up. I'll pass it to Ms. Juju.
Okay,
I want to say this. I want to say this, not to be in opposition to the sister, but from all of the research that I have done, Angela Davis was, in fact, an agent. So was Elaine Brown, and so was Eldridge Cleaver's wife. They were agents. When you look into their histories, when you look into the things that they've done, when you listen to Elaine Brown talk about, remember, Bungie Carter was killed because someone slapped her in the face. She came and told him. They later found out that no one actually slapped her. See, these people were put there strategically. I'm going to have to agree with the brother. They were agents. Yes, they were.
Yes, and
wait,
they put there strategically. So I like that.
Sorry.
You got to watch that movie.
Sorry.
It's good.
We got 10 seconds left with Juju. I hope you can join us this Sunday, 8:30 p.m., Blog Talk Radio. Guest calling number is the same. Our World, we're starting a new show, strictly all African-American issues. This Sunday, 8:30 p.m., I hope you will join us, and we're going to air it out. Big Red, Ron, Mika, Lady T, Ms. Juju, and K-Dog, Hot Rod, thank y'all very much for calling in. Sorry for the short time. Hopefully you hear you guys on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, I'll
not,
be here Sunday.
Yeah, I'll be here.
We'll catch you next week on the menu.
I'll be here.
No doubt. All right, everybody have a good night. Stay safe out there.
You too.
Good night, y'all.
You too.
Good night.
Good night.
Peace.